The first thing, every morning, the elephant herd marched off through the jungle for their daily dip in the river, with Big Goliath, naturally, leading the parade. Toot, toot, wake up, it's after nine, on your feet and fall in line. Hannibal, Hercules, Samson, Eloise, let's go, toot, toot. Hurry, Goliath, hurry, for goodness sakes, don't keep your father waiting. Toot, toot, take your trunk and grab a tail. Forward march, let's hit the trail. Column left, column right, company, halt! The elephants always had a grand time in the river. They blew great fountains with their trunks, played water tag and submarine, and ducked one another. It was wonderful sport. That is, for everyone but little Goliath. He was much too small for the deep water. Besides, he might be swallowed by a crocodile. So he was left on the bank to play in a pond made by one of his mother's footprints. Now, Goliath, you stay right here while I can see you. Don't you dare leave your pond for anything. Now remember. But Goliath forgot to remember, and he left his footprint pond, and he went chasing off after a frog. Goliath! Oh, Goliath, what did I tell you? You get right back here where you belong, sir. Now I mean it. You're getting to be a terrible nuisance. You're nothing but a pest. Well, Goliath was getting tired of being treated like a baby. After all, he was 8 years old. At least he would be in 9 months. And he was big enough. Or, well, at least he was old enough to look out for himself. And if he was nothing but a pest, then, well, all right. Then he'd run away. That's what he'd do. He'd run away. At the very first chance, too, he'd run away. A pest. So one night, after his mother had gone to sleep, he tiptoed from his nest out onto the tree limb and stepped off into the darkness. Oh, he wasn't hurt. He lit in the tall elephant grass. But he lay there for a minute to make sure his mother was still asleep. She was. And then he plunged off through the grass in the direction of the elephant trail. It was a perfect night for running away. The sky was clear and a million stars twinkled through the treetops, and there was a big full moon to light the trail. All the birds and monkeys were sound asleep, and the jungle was very quiet, except for the sound of his own footsteps. Suddenly, Goliath stopped. Those weren't his footsteps. Oh, but whose were they? And he saw whose were they. It was old Raja, the tiger. Goliath tried to run, but he tripped over his own trunk and fell flat on his face. Raja crouched. Then he sprang into the air. But he never came down. Something had him by the tail. An elephant's trunk. It was Goliath's mother. And she was furious. Why, you bloodthirsty old scoundrel, Raja. And she swung him around and around like a yo-yo. And then with all her great strength, she tossed him far out over the jungle. So far and so high that he didn't come down for nearly 5 minutes. And when he did, he fell in the river. But there wasn't even a splash. For you see, Raja fell into a wide-open crocodile who happened to be very fond of tigers. But that wasn't the end of Goliath's troubles. Oh, dear, no, not by any means. See, for one thing, his mother gave him a good sound spanking with a stout blade of grass. And it did hurt a little, but not half so much as being scorned by the whole herd of elephants. You see, according to elephant law, a runaway elephant is branded as a rogue and a scoundrel, a traitor to that high and imperial order of pompous pachyderms. Oh, it was terrible. It was very bad. But worst of all, you see, he had disgraced his proud father, great Goliath the First. One morning, as the elephant herd marched down the jungle trail on their way to the river, something happened. A most terrifying something. Stop! 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 There in the path was a fuzzy little creature with black beady eyes and a little string tail. Mouse! Run for your life! The herd went all to pieces. They went crashing off through the jungle in a wild stampede. And they jumped into the river to hide in terror with only their trunks sticking out. Even Goliath's mother was so terrified that for the first time in her life, she forgot all about her tiny son. And Goliath was left alone to face the terror of all terrors, the elephant's nemesis, Mouse. Oh, wow, look at him scatter. Well, I can't understand it. Those big, overstuffed blimps, afraid of little old me. Little old runt of a mouse of a me. Oh, that's amazing. Hey, wait a minute. Who's this? Hey, that's the Trouble Buster. Can't you run? You're scared stiff, aren't you? Oh, no, I'm not scared at all. I'm just as big as you are. Yeah, no, but that's not the point, kid. See, I'm a mouse. You're an elephant. At least you look like one. You got a trunk, flappy ears, baggy pants. Hey, look, kid, I'll give you a break. I'm gonna count to three, and if you're not gone, I'll tear you to shreds, okay? Okay, said Goliath. Yeah, well, here goes. One, better get moving. But Goliath just stood there. I'm warning you, kid. Two, but Goliath still stood his ground. Okay, you asked for it, Buster. Three! In a flash, the mouse seized Goliath by the trunk and jerked him into the air. Then he slammed him to the ground. Then he grabbed Goliath by the tail and swung him around and around and around and... oh boy, this is pitiful. What a pushover. I'll teach you to get smart with me. You smart aleck little punk of a pachyderm. Goliath tried to fight back, but the mouse was too quick. He kicked dust in the elephant's face. And poor Goliath, well, he couldn't see. And then the mouse jumped up and down on his head, and he twisted his ears. Take that, punk. And then the mouse tied his trunk in a knot and pinned him to the ground. All right, you pesky little pachyderm, you give up? No. I'll never give up. Never give up, never, 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 never. Okay, Jumbo, so it's your funeral. But don't say I didn't warn you. But by this time, they were at the edge of a cliff. Then down below, a hungry old crocodile was waiting for someone to drop in for lunch. The mouse pushed Goliath toward the edge. Over you go, Buster. So long, punk. But Goliath saw that old croc, too, and desperately he grabbed for the mouse's tail. He seized it in his trunk and he held on tight. Hey, that's not fair. Then, with his last bit of strength, he jerked the mouse off his feet and swung him out over the cliff, over the waiting crocodile. Well, it was all over now. The mouse was helpless. His life hung by a single thread, his tail. Oh, don't let me down, kid. Okay, pal. Huh? Oh, pal, you win. You win. You win, Jumbo. I give up. You're okay. You're the champ. You're the pretty champ. Okay? Okay, said Goliath. Well, Goliath's sensational triumph rocked the entire elephant world. He was a hero. And as a reward for his extraordinary bravery, he was given the very highest position in the elephant herd, a place of honor on his father's head. and all his mother's worries were over now. For now the whole herd looks after her precious little Goliath. They wouldn't lose him for anything in the world. The end.